Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Madeline Bash, your hostess for Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing your status and raising your standards. We're so excited to have you guys listening in today. I know I'm excited to have you here. We have a guest that's going to be joining us shortly, and it is Mr. Weller, and he is the author of Flying Solo, and he's going to be talking to us and sharing with us about his journey. It's a story of love and pain in the sky. So when he had him come back as a return, and of course, you know, when we're in different time zones, a lot of times the time slots get a little mixed up and get a little confused. And we're like, oh, no, I'm not going to be able to make it, or I missed it. And so that's kind of what we're running into. But hopefully he'll join us here in a little bit, and we'll have an opportunity to share with him. But in the meantime, I am going to do a little highlight. We had a little event last week, So Real with Madeline on the 22nd, and we did our 6th year, and it was like our 15th event. And it went over very, very well. We had about 38 guests in the house, and, of course, it's a small town, so that's a lot of people for a small event. And made some really good connections with some other business owners in the area, as well as consultants and counselors, teachers, professionals. So we made some really good connections. So hopefully we'll have some really great local guests to appear on the show and share with us and talk with us. I know that it takes a little while for some of us to get used to being in business. I know they probably think it's easier or harder to get a business off the ground. It's work. It's not that it's hard, and it's not that it's easy. It's just that it's work. And if that's something that you want to do, then get it done. We encourage you to get the information ahead of time, write it down, make you a plan or a strategy, get connected with individuals in your circle who have the same goals for success, and you work together, collaborate. It really is the key these days, especially if you're doing a home-based business. So I find a couple of friends, you guys do different things, have a joint party. If you're all doing something different, maybe one of you is doing a weight loss and it's only drinks, and then somebody's got some kind of weight loss wrap, then you got somebody who has a weight loss program, you know, then collaborate. Work together. If someone has a facility, okay, you can go to Becky and we'll do an exercise program, and then you can get your power drink and you can put on your wraps, and we can just dance and have fun and get all of that taken care of. Looks like our guest has arrived. So let's do a little chat on. Hello, Mr. Weller. How are you?
I am doing well, Madeline. How are you today?
I am awesome. Thank you for joining us. Why don't you say hello to everybody?
Hi, everybody. I hope you're enjoying a really good day. I hope your weather isn't as hot as ours is here in Mesa, Arizona. It's 110 here today.
Oh, no, I think you got Texas beat. I don't even know if I want to compete with that one.
I don't either.
Uh-oh, 110 degrees, I can't even imagine. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Very glad to be on the show with you today.
I am excited that you even were willing to come back and join us, because I really wanted to share and talk to you about this book, Flying Solo. And what was the inspiration for you writing this book?
Yeah, the answer is really kind of convoluted, so I'll try to provide a more simple response to that. But basically, it amounts to that I was teaching a writing course at a Christian university called Effective Writing, and it had a specific purpose, and that was to teach students how to write small essays, about 8 pages, from their personal life experiences, because in that particular program, all the students are adults. They have work life and life experience. And so the university was able to award credit for life experience if they wrote an essay that showed not only the experience that they had had, but also the learning outcomes that derived from that experience, and then how they have or will apply what was learned in their life now or going forward. And so I really enjoyed getting to teach that. It was an iterative process in that the students would write and I would review their papers and then send them back to them all marked up, you know, and eventually we'd arrive at something that we would agree was worthy of being submitted to that program to see if they could get some credit from it. Well, when I was teaching that in the classroom, which I did for about 10 years, at the end of the course, I would always say something to the effect of, okay, so now you've gotten jazzed up about writing. Who's going to carry this forward? Who's going to write something, you know, a book or something?
Yeah.
And I got some really good positive responses from that. But inevitably, they would turn it back on me and they'd say, okay, Jim, what are you going to write? And, you know, and so my typical response was something like, well, someday I'm going to write a book about character development. It'll be a novel, but it'll be a young person who's developing character in their life. It'll be the kind of book, I said at that point, it'll be the kind of book that grandmas will want to buy for their grandkids. Well, so then I started writing, and I took far too long to write it, but I'm really pleased with the outcome, and it morphed into much more of a story about a young fellow who doesn't have faith built into his life as we enter his life.
Wow.
But through a series of events, one real tragedy that happens and some other events that happen in his life, he comes to the place of accepting God into his life. And so that's what drove me, you know, and without sounding like, you know, being prophetic or being, you know, God wouldn't let me leave the story. At one point, I told one of my daughters, we have 3 girls, I told them, I said, I'm going to bequeath this manuscript to you, and you can finish it sometime, you know. But God wouldn't let me leave it alone, and so I had to finish it. And in May, it was successfully published. And, you know, I quite frankly am very pleased with the outcome, both of the story and the way it looks in a published format.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a beautiful storyline. Now, how can others purchase your book? Where can they go to get their copies?
Sure. The first place I'm going to suggest is my own website, J.K. Weller, WELLER.com. And you can buy it directly on my website. You can also buy it through Barnes & Noble at bn.com. And I noticed just today that Amazon, they've been carrying it ever since it's been available, but they've reduce the price slightly on it. So, and of course,
okay.
both of those, Barnes & Noble and Amazon, are come with free shipping on them, on it. So, yeah.
Excellent. Okay.
And it's available at both sites in electronic format as an ebook.
Okay, great. So,
yeah.
Now, when it, what are the main characters? Is one of these characters someone that everybody can relate to? A lot of individuals rolled into one, or did you just mostly stick to a personal experience of some sort?
No, it's not my personal experience, except I was a pilot. I was a flight instructor for several years, and so I had quite a few experiences that I do write about, and I will continue to interject some of my own experiences. This is the first book in a trilogy, actually, and so
okay.
I'll continue to write in some of those, but they'll be totally fictionalized.
Uh-huh.
And my main character, the protagonist, is his name is Chris, and he's a young guy that's as we enter the story is just starting his senior year of aeronautical engineering at a state university in the state of Oregon, and we pick up the story from there. He develops a strong affection for a young lady who happens to be
mm-hmm.
the daughter of his boss at the airport, and
okay.
The story goes on from there.
Okay.
But in the second and third books, I'll stay with Chris as the main character throughout the three books.
Okay.
Did I answer
okay.
your question, Madeline?
You did. You're doing just fine. You did. Now, I know that you have a family, and how did you balance with teaching and assisting? And do you still pilot? Do you still fly?
No,
I do not.
But thanks about asking about my family. Yes, my wife and I have three daughters.
Okay.
Such great kids. You know, they're all adults. They have kids of their own. And so we have
mm-hmm.
like seven grandchildren and three great-grandchildren.
Awesome.
I'm kind of giving away my age now, but
that's
the fact
okay.
of life.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how
and
did
the
I...
And comes with them.
Absolutely. I hope so. Anyways, a bit of it. Yeah. So how did I balance all of that? Well, I was a firefighter for 18 years, loved what I was doing. And I was a battalion chief the last 10 years of those 18. And yeah, I don't know if you know anything about it, but it's kind of semi-military, and being a battalion chief, it just gave me a lot of freedom, and I had
mm-hmm.
Total responsibility for the organization when I was on duty. There were other chiefs above
okay.
me, but when I was on duty, I had total responsibility for the firefighting and emergency ambulance services and so forth.
Okay.
And I was just really loving it. And then because I was a pilot, God got my attention, and Mary and I, my wife's name is Mary, and we started
mm-hmm.
exploring about missions, and making a long story somewhat short, we ended up going with Wycliffe Bible Translators. I don't know if you've heard of them or not, but
mm-hmm.
it's a fantastic
yes,
organization. I am not
mm-hmm.
a linguist. I am not a translator, and so my wife and I had support roles with them, and when we did that in 1984, that was the end of my piloting. I was off doing
mm-hmm.
other things and could no longer afford to fly, and so that was the end of my piloting.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, and the family was just very, very supportive of me and what I was doing, and so I'm not aware that I ever allowed my activities to interfere with our family situation. You know, we just, you know, the times that when I was in the fire department, the times that I had to work on a holiday, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, the family just said, well, we'll do it, you know, a day before or day after or whatever. And it just never seemed to bother things. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds awesome. Well, is there anyone that you would like to acknowledge or thank in the preparation for publishing your book? Is there anyone you want to say thank you to?
Oh, yeah. There are several people, and I know that I will fail to thank some of them, but each of my immediate family members have been just very, very helpful to me in reading and then offering suggestions. And so I want to say thank you to my wife, Mary, and my daughters, Marcia, Bonnie, and Jennifer, for each of their inputs along the way. And then, of course, my editors. Jenny was my first editor, and then I ended up with another gal. Beth is her name, who is actually the publisher. Her imprint is on the book. It's Inspire Books. And Beth Lodig was just a tremendous, tremendous amount of help in taking my manuscript and putting it in the proper format to be printed then. And the printer was Ingram Spark was who actually did the printing of the book. The beta readers that I had were just fantastic amount of help. I don't know how a person could submit something for printing without having good beta readers. And so, the likes of Roger and Andrea and Mary Burkhead, and I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody in there, Cole. they did a fantastic job of giving me feedback on how connected the storyline was for them. Just thank you. Big shout out. And thank you. Thanks to each of them.
Well, I appreciate you coming through and sharing with us about your journey. And ladies and gentlemen, we have had with us a special guest, J.K. Weller, and he's the author of Flying Solo. So make sure you go to Barnes & Noble's BN.com or Amazon, and most importantly, his personal website, which is jkweller.com, and make a purchase. We got some birthdays coming up, I'm sure, somewhere, and just because it doesn't have to just be Christmas to purchase a gift or a birthday, we can always buy a book to share with someone, especially readers, and I know that they can appreciate it all the time. So thank you, Mr. Weller, for joining us and sharing with us. And we hope that you come back and share with us again on your next book, on your next journey. We would love to have you.
Well, I hope I get to do that. I'd be delighted to be back with you. Yes.
Absolutely. That sounds like an awesome something. And I really do appreciate you taking the time and accepting the opportunity to have you on our show. And I do pray all great blessings over you and your journey and all those journeys to come. So thank you again for being with us. This is Madeline Bass, and you've been listening in with us on So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards in Christ. Continue to thrive and live. Have a happy Monday. Be empowered to be awesome each and every day. May God bless you and He keep you. This is Madeline Bass. Have a great night.
Thank you, Madeline.
Thank you.
That was fun.
You ain't